This is Brian Cambria with news for the KVNF listening area on this Tuesday, October 9th, 2012. San Miguel County will continue to trim its budget in the face of continued declining revenues. The Telluride Watch reports that County Administrator Lynn Black presented an informal five-year general fund projection to the San Miguel County Commissioners last week in preparation for a formal budget presentation later this month. The Watch reports that since 2010, general fund revenues have declined each year, with 2012 revenues dropping down to just over $9 million. That trend that is expected to continue for the next 5 years, especially as property taxes continue to decrease. In response, the county has continued to make budget cuts, along with a hiring freeze that has cut about $400,000 from the county's payroll. The Watch reports that according to County Administrator Black, in 2017, the county will have to make some tough budget decisions in order to maintain their policy of holding at least 50% operating costs in reserve. The Republican headquarters in Aspen has been a target for egg-throwing vandals. The Aspen Daily News reports that the third attack occurred Friday night and, according to party chair Frieda Wallison, was the worst yet, with egg covering all the windows and each side of the Victorian home that serves as the party's base. The incident was reported to Aspen police, who said they would keep an eye out for after-hours suspicious activity around the house. The Daily News reports that Republican volunteers found an empty egg carton on the premises and turned it over to the cops as evidence. Curbside recycling should resume for Montrose residents next year. The Montrose Daily Press reports that in a council work session last week, Councillor Bob Nicholson said he's found a system to make curbside recycling economically feasible. Over the next few weeks, he expects the council to formalize plans to bring single-stream recycling to Montrose residents. Single-stream recycling means that various recyclables can be put together rather than having to be separated at the curb as residents formerly had to do. The one major exception is glass. The Daily Press reports that, according to Nicholson, the problem isn't the weight but rather the tendency of glass to break and contaminate other materials. Nicholson says that ends up reducing the true recycling rate. The Daily Press reports that Jim Hoogden, Montrose's Municipal Services Director, has had extensive involvement in developing the new recycling program. He says he will continue to work to find a good alternative solution to glass recycling. Until then, glass can be taken to either of the two recycling stations north of town. And this is good news for residents who are interested in recycling, as it was about 1 year ago that the town had to discontinue its current recycling program due to budget cuts. The Colorado County Clerks Association unleashed a litany of complaints on Secretary of State Scott Gessler yesterday, pointing to a, quote, cumbersome list of issues with his office. In a letter from Executive Director Donetta Davidson, the Clerks Association called for greater cooperation. The Denver Post reports the clerks' concerns included issues related to untested systems and software, August rule changes without a clear indication of how to comply, and a statewide mailing with errors and without input from the county clerks. Gessler was not available for comment, but spokesman Andrew Cole defended the office, saying, quote, the items that they are complaining about have all been meant to and have increased voter registration to the highest level ever in Colorado and have made it easier for military voters to vote than ever before. Davidson said she sent the letter on behalf of the association's board, which is composed of county clerks from both parties. According to the Post, Davidson's letter read in part, quote, recent errors and oversights have created a cumbersome list of issues for local officials, and we ask that your office spend less effort attempting to transfer blame to local officials and more time championing the strength, accessibility, accuracy, and transparency of Colorado elections that serve our citizens so well. Speaking of that, Tuesday is the last day, that's today, is the last day to register to vote in Colorado for the November 6th general election, a contest that will pick the nation's next president and determine the outcome of 7 congressional races and the balance of power at the statehouse. Colorado residents who are U.S. citizens still can register by going online at govotecolorado.com or in person at their county clerk's office. Voters on the state's permanent mail ballot list will receive a ballot in the mail as long as they voted in 2010. Those who want a mail ballot have until October 30th to go to govotecolorado.com and request one be mailed to them. Voters who don't cast ballots by mail can vote in person early starting October 22nd by going to a vote center. Those who want to vote on Election Day, November 6th, will vote at either an assigned polling place or, in some counties, at a vote center. A measure to prohibit federal agencies from sending cash in mass surveys would halt practices that critics say is a waste of taxpayer dollars. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports U.S. Representative Scott Tipton introduced the measure and said the Survey Savings Accountability Act also would ensure the quality of the surveys. In a release, Tipton said sending cash in the mail with surveys, quote, is a blatant waste of abuse of taxpayer dollars and raises questions about the quality of the data it generates. As KVNF has reported earlier this year, Tipton attached an amendment to the Energy and Water Appropriations Bill banning affected agencies such as Bureau of Reclamation from funding surveys in which money is used to encourage respondents to complete the surveys. The bill he has now introduced would broaden the ban to all agencies. The practice came to light when the Bureau of Reclamation in 2011 sent almost $30,000 in a survey about removing 4 dams in California and Oregon. Here are some details. The survey was mailed to 11,000 households in California, Oregon, and selected households elsewhere. Each received packets with a cover letter, postage paid return envelope, and survey with a $2 bill included. Of the 1,200-plus people who failed to respond, 286 filled out forms when they were contacted a second time and given $20 apiece. One respondent commented, "No wonder the U.S. is having money troubles if the government has extra $2 bills to mail out randomly." And another wrote back, "Wow, what a waste of time. I have neither the time or interest in something I have not a clue about happening clear across the country. Sorry. P.S. Thanks for the $2. And finally this morning, news from the other side of the line. The Salt Lake Tribune reports a giant tortoise apparently decided Monday was a good time to take a stroll down a northern Utah street. These kinds of things just don't seem to happen in Colorado. Logan Assistant Police Chief Jeff Curtis said residents spotted the AWOL African spurred tortoise wandering down a street yesterday afternoon. Curtis said the large non-native tortoise weighed between 75 and 80 pounds and was 2 to 3 feet in height with a circumference of 3 to 4 feet. The tortoise was so large it took 2 animal control officers to load it into a vehicle and take it to an undisclosed safe location to await possible reunification with its owner. No word yet on how fast the tortoise was going. And this concludes this morning's newscast. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Cambria.